This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good evening. Here's your ESPN Radio 3-day forecast. It is currently 43 and cloudy, going up to 45 by the end of the night tonight before it drops back down to 41. Going to be nice tomorrow, though, a high of 60. Chance of rain in the late afternoon, but not a huge chance. 40% chance of precipitation starting at 3 p.m. through 6 p.m. tomorrow. Friday, a high of 48 and sunny with a low of 33 with some clouds. Saturday, a slight chance of snow, actually 1 to 2 inches possible in the morning of Saturday with a high of 37 and a low of 26.
So 60 tomorrow, snow this weekend.
You got it. Illinois weather for you. Well, once again, right now it is 43 and cloudy in Urbana, ESPN Radio.
The rare T-O-O-1. The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper, you just heard Trevor Valise. Alec Bussey is with us as well. Coming up in moments, Dylan Meyer, former Illini golfer, now playing on the Korn Ferry Tour. We're going to talk to Dylan, just kind of get caught up on what's up with him. What are the chances of still getting all the way to the PGA Tour? We'll talk to Dylan soon. Right now, we're going to talk to my buddy, Travis Blaney, sales and marketing leader, Two Men in a Truck. Travis, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Lon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to know, because I follow Two Men in a Truck on Twitter, I want to know if that's you. Now, I've known you most of my life, and I know how goofy you are. So is that you? you're like, what does that mean? It's goofy in a good way. You and I.
yes, that is me.
Because you guys come up with some unique tweets, and I'm like, that's got Travis Blaney written all over it.
Yeah, it's unique.
I love it.
That's one way to put it.
Hey, we're getting into spring, and then we'll be getting into summer, and I would assume, let me ask you if I'm wrong here, but I would assume you guys are more active moving in the summer than you are in the winter. Is that true?
We are a lot more active. That is exactly right. And, you know, we ramp it up enough that we actually go and get more trucks for the summer than we use, you know, in the winter and the fall. And we need, you know, more people, that type of thing. So there's always, you know, there's new employees and all that kind of thing that we need to make everything work in the summer. But summer is definitely the moving season. And, you know, one of the things that if you're looking to move this summer and you know you're going to be moving your house or you're going to, you know, be looking to sell your house, now's the time to call and get that estimate, because once we get into like even the middle of April, May for sure, we're sometimes 8 weeks out before you can get a truck available. So it goes, it starts filling in really, really fast, and it's very advantageous to you to jump in there and make sure that you get an estimate, get on the schedule. And you don't have to get on the schedule before you sell your house. Just, you know, call in, get an estimate and talk about it and figure out what it's going to take and do that before you sell your house. You don't have to wait till you sell it. Wait till you sell it in the summer, you may not make it. So.
Yeah, that makes sense, and I would assume that's why. I mean, the other thing about that is that I was thinking is probably hiring. I mean, you guys at Two Men in a Truck, when it gets that busy, it's called seasonal hiring, essentially, and I would assume that's a big deal for you guys.
It is a big deal, and, you know, even though we're hiring because our season got busier, we're still hiring full-time employees.
Awesome.
So what we're looking for, if we find someone and they're a mover or a driver or a trainer and they come in and they are just great, we're going to keep them. So we'll find something for you to do all fall and winter to get you enough hours to stay on the schedule. So we make sure we keep our people that we like that are, you know, are really good movers. So that way the next season we come around, we've always got an experienced crew. And we make sure that we've got experienced crew when they come out and move you. You're going to have experienced crew out there and people that have been trained and know what's going on. So you don't get newbies when they're on the you know on your move all by themselves. So.
Well, that's important, obviously, because we have a lot of stuff that we want moved that means a lot to each individual. So that's very important. All right, Travis, how do people, if they're wanting to make that move, especially this summer, how do they get on that list? What do they do first?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is go to the website, which is twomenchampagne.com, And you can actually start an estimate right there without talking to anybody.
Awesome.
If you want to talk to somebody, the phone number's there. If you want to text us, the text number is there. And if you want to do an instant chat, you can start chatting right there. So you can get a hold of us pretty much any way you want. You can even email us. I bet if you send smoke signals, we'll find you. So somehow you can get a hold of us.
I love it. TwoMenChampagne.com. Travis Blaney, sales and marketing leader. We do this about once a month, and I always enjoy it, buddy. It's great talking to you again.
I do, too.
Keep up the great work at 2 Men in a Truck.
Hey, Lon, I know you're scheduled for time real quick, but I want to thank you for your podcast on your health scare.
Oh.
I got my my calcium scan scheduled for tomorrow.
So oh, wow.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm glad I'm doing it.
Hey, that makes me so happy, Travis. And I guarantee you're going to be fine, but the good news is, in your mind, you're going to know you're fine. And that's what we love to hear. Well, that made my day, buddy. I mean that. So thank you, Travis. Thank you very much.
All right, Lon. Take care, buddy.
See you, buddy. Travis Blaney, great stuff there. He's been a friend of mine most of my life. He was younger than me in school, so I couldn't be friends with him for a while, Derek. Yeah, I had to be cool, you know.
Sure.
He's a couple years younger, or he's a year younger. I'm like, yeah, you're kind of cool. No, he's a great kid. All right, Dylan Meyer, speaking of great kids, he's on with us right now. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, man? How you been?
Good, man. It is. I thought of you the other day. I saw a golf story. And I'm like, man, we need to get ready for golf season. And I thought, you know who we haven't talked to in a long time is Dylan Meyer. So I wanted to make sure that we kind of caught up with you as we go along here before you become famous and start winning Masters. I thought, you know, and then he won't answer texts then. I understand that, and I'll totally understand it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
So where are we at now in your career after Illinois? Of course, so many people loved following you and that golf team. Where are you at now, Dylan? I think it's with the Korn Ferry Tour. So kind of get us up to speed on what has happened since you got your diploma and left the University of Illinois.
Yeah, you know, first off, I want to say thanks for having me on the show. Love talking to you guys. You guys are great. But, yeah, you know, after graduation, I got off to a really hot start, played in a bunch of PGA professional events, you know, got my Korn Ferry status through that for the 2019 season, you know, and then after that, I didn't really have a good 2019. You know, I went back to some of my old tendencies, old habits that kind of grew and grew and became a major problem towards the end of the season. Lost my Korn Ferry card. Kind of did a big reset in right around Thanksgiving of 2019, and got back with Coach Small for a couple weekends to really work with him and get back to the Illini way. And just last week, I got my McKinsey Tour status
awesome.
For the 2020 season. So I'll be playing up in Canada this summer to get my Korn Ferry status back for 2021. So everything's starting to look up. The game's starting to get back to where it was when I was in college and when I first came out, and just getting back to that Illini way and what Coach Small, you know, instilled in me for 4 years while I was in the program.
Dylan, do we understand as average people, and what I mean is average golfers, do we understand how hard even the Korn Ferry Tour and staying on a tour like that, do we have any idea how hard that is to do?
It's hard to say because, you know, out there, there's a ton of professional golfers that play that nobody really sees. And a lot of people, they're really good golfers.
Right.
You know, they just don't really get the chance, or, you know, they just don't live up to the big moment. And they're just not ready for it. And, you know, you see that down here in many tour events I've played in Florida. I'm sure you can see that out in the West Coast when you play in many tour events. And Arizona and things like that. I mean, you see a lot of great players that just haven't really got that stride yet. And, you know, and that's kind of where I've been at. You know, I struggled last season. Didn't do my best off the golf course to keep up with, you know, the on-course play of travel and things like that. A lot of factors that went into, you know, being a professional. I just didn't do them right. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm shaping up to do this season. I learned from my mistakes and, you know, just trying to be a better golfer and a better individual off the golf course to, you know, keep preparing me for the big moments when I do catch my stride. And so I'm not falling behind and not losing my status again, because that was a terrible feeling. I will say that,
I bet.
But, you know, I'm just fortunate enough that my game's back to where it was. The hard work and dedication I put in over the last couple months, it showed up and at the right time at the McKinsey Q School.
Dylan, Coach Small shows year after year his ability to get the most out of talent out there on the golf course. So when you mention getting together with him around Thanksgiving, is it working on a swing? Is it talking approach? You're talking confidence? What was he able to maybe trigger with you to get you back on the right track?
You know, him and I really work on short game a lot. You know, that's kind of where he really excelled my game forward. I mean, obviously we look at everything, you know, in the swing and whatnot, but you know, it's just, I kind of, more for me, it's losing my, I've just kind of, like I said, lost my way mentally, thinking that I needed to do certain things whenever I just needed to like take a step back and, you know, just get into that Illini culture, be the bulldog that, you know, the blue collar mentality that we had. And, you know, I just thought everything last year was supposed to happen, that I was entitled to it and that, you know, I deserved it. Well, you know, as Coach always says, golf doesn't owe you anything. And, right. You know, and that was big for me to keep saying that. He kept saying that to me over the weekends we worked. And, you know, and it's very true. I mean, anything in golf, it doesn't owe you anything. And, you know, I kind of took that approach and that I got back to my bulldog mentality that I had at Illinois. Of,
love it.
You know, I don't care who I'm playing, who I'm up against. I'm going to go out and I'm going to beat your brains in, basically. and that was so, very happy to get back with Coach and do that.
Obviously, Coach Small has experience from the tour and knows it very well, but does he approach you differently as a coach now versus when you were at Illinois, or is it kind of the same old thing? Was he telling you to beat people's brains in back then, too?
Well, obviously, he wanted to beat people's brains in because we wanted to win. I mean, that's kind of was my mentality, too, and that was kind of the culture of the team is, you know, we wanted to go out and do all the right things to, you know, go out and beat everyone that we can. We didn't care who it was. But as far as him, you know, and his way he coaches me now, it's no different because he just knows the way I tick. And he coached me for 4 years. We were with each other for, I mean, hours on hours. And I'm sure he loved being around me for hours and hours. But, you know, it was good. So he knows how I operate, what gets me going, what gets me on the right side of things. And none of that stuff changed, but I can tell you what, and even though it didn't change, whenever I heard it again, I was like, oh yeah,
I bet,
wow, I really need to hear that. And he just knew what to say and at the right times.
Did he have you out there running line drills?
No, there's a funny story. We were out playing one day, and I didn't feel well, like my ankle didn't feel right. So what I ended up doing was I was jogging down the fairway, and he was driving in the cart right next to me. We were talking, and one of the members from the club I'm at came over, and they're like, oh, it's always really coaching you hard, isn't he? And I was like, oh, this is totally exactly what I wanted videoed or what people to see. It was probably one of the funnier moments. I'm like, you know what? This is exactly what people would expect from him.
Yes, yes. That is awesome. Dylan Meyer, our guest, you know that voice, former Illini golfer, at DJ_defunk. Is the man. We got to ask you about your music still, if you're still doing that. But I want to ask you just the grind of the Corn Ferry Tour. And then what is the McKenzie Tour is what you'll be playing on in Canada. I want to ask you a little bit about that as well. But what was it, how hard was it to get accustomed to the grind? I mean, you get out of college where you talk about a grind. You guys, the student athletes, you're going to class, you got tests, you got finals, and then you got practice, and then you're going to, you know, here, and you're going to here, you're going to Florida for all these tournaments. But what? How much different was it just the day-to-day and almost saying, hey, Dylan, this is up to me, man. I mean, that's you talking to yourself. It's up to me to hit that alarm clock, get my butt up, and go out and hit the range, et cetera.
It's a little different. You know, you definitely, while you're in college, you know, you have the finals, you have homework, you have school to deal with. But whenever you're traveling, you're only traveling for basically the 3 days that you're going to the tournament, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or maybe the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But whenever you're playing professional, you're going the practice round Monday, practice round Tuesday, practice round Wednesday. Then you play, hopefully, Thursday through Sunday.
Right.
And then you fly out Sunday night on a late flight. Then you got to start all over again the next week if you're playing the next week. And then some guys, I mean, you may get a string of 5 to 6 weeks in a row where you're playing, where you feel like you have to play and you don't get any week off. And so you just keep playing. And, I mean, you just keep stringing days together. And sooner or later you're playing, you know, 45 days in a row of your job trying to prepare, get ready for new golf courses, you know, different type of weather situations and things like that. And you're basically living out of a suitcase. So it's totally different in that respect. But whenever you're out there on the course and playing, it's the same. It's golf. Realistically, that's the way it is. But mostly for me, and what I've noticed is that it's really the travel, going to different areas, and you know, being on your own is totally different. It's not for everyone. Not everyone can be on their own, do their own thing. You know, and you got to make friends while you're out there, and that's difficult to do for some people. But
sure.
You know, you got to get attracted to the right people, know the right guys, and get inside of the right crowd to really, you know, propel yourself forward as a professional. Because you're no longer a college kid.
Yeah.
Got to sometimes act like a grown-up, which can be hard at times.
That stinks. It totally stinks, man. Dylan, I'm looking at this McKenzie Tour right now, and I'm looking at, you know, Windsor, Ontario, Halifax, Edmonton, Winnipeg, you know, some of the places, you know, that you'll be playing on this tour. I mean, what an interesting thing to be able. You'll know a lot more about Canada when this summer's over, but what will that, you know, now you're playing, I don't want to say a foreign country, I mean, by any means, I mean, it's still North American continent, Indiana, or California, excuse me, what did I say, Indiana and California, I'm all over the place. Canada, not that much different from the United States, but certainly a different country, a different feel. I mean, what that's going to, you know, what are some of the things you're worried about or looking forward to jumping on this McKenzie Tour?
You know, I'm not too worried about all that much. You know, it's, you know, the reason why I went to Canada, rather than, you know, the Latin America, route is because, you know, Canada is very, very similar to the United States, has a lot of things that we have, you know, a lot of familiar spots. And I want to keep everything as, you know, normal as possible, even though, you know, the job and the profession I have chosen is not normal whatsoever.
Right.
And how we travel and the way we take care of business. But, you know, I'm just excited to, you know, have a place to play and I'll have status
sure.
somewhere and, you know, just go and compete. That's just the main thing. I don't care where I'm playing at. As long as I'm getting the chance to compete and the chance to prove that my game is worthy of being on the PGA Tour, then I'm going to be happy with where I'm at, and I'm going to go out and play and give everything that I got.
Awesome.
And Dylan, this is admittedly a rookie question. Is the par 3 course is challenging enough? You put water in front of me, I don't know what to do.
Done.
I know you played challenging courses in college, but on a tour like the McKenzie Tour or what you've been through since Illinois, how much more challenging? Are they that much more challenging to you? And if so, what ways?
Well, you know, we were fortunate enough in Illinois that Coach scheduled our events, I mean, at top-notch golf course. So, I mean, we played Olympia Fields. We played Isleworth. We played East Lake Cup. I mean, and there's numerous other courses that we have played. I mean, even this year, they went out to Pebble and Cypress and all that stuff. Well, if you're listening to this, thanks for scheduling that for us. Yeah, you know, we got to play some of the best in the entire world in golf, and we were spoiled that way. So it's hard to say because I've got a skewed opinion because we were spoiled that way. But, you know, the courses we get to see out on the Corn Ferry, and I haven't played any of the ones on the McKenzie Tour yet. I mean, they're very good tracks, very good golf courses. I mean, you rarely see a track that's not appealing, that you're just like, why are we here? What are we doing? You know, everything is always a different test because you got different grasses, different locations, elevation changes. So it definitely is different when you're going week to week and playing a new golf course compared to somewhere where you've played 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row. Because, like I said, I haven't played up in Canada yet, so this is going to be my first season and hopefully my only season of seeing these
right.
golf courses and trying to learn them each and every week.
Dylan Meyer, former Illini golfer, our guest. Last question for me, and you know what? I forgot to let Coach know that you were going to be on, so hopefully he is listening, or at least he can podcast it. I just thought of that. Dylan, have you had a chance to kind of reflect on what your time at Illinois was? And I don't mean like what Coach Small did for you or even the wins and losses, but I mean, you talk about, Derek, you want to know how much cred Dylan Meyer had. He got Darren Williams back here for that athlete deal. I mean, who does that? So, I mean, have you thought about how, I mean, you were the D Brown, if you will, in your time at Illinois. People loved you. And have you had a chance to reflect on that and how special your career at Illinois was?
Absolutely. You know, and honestly, it's every week I'm playing at something. You know, last year when I was out on the Corn Ferry Tour, I mean, it didn't matter where I was. There was always Illini fans out watching.
That's awesome.
They always would come up and say, hey, like, congratulations on all the Big Tens, and you represent our university well. And, you know, it always just takes you back a second. You know, I know it's always cliche to say that we have the best fan base, you know, in the entire country. Everyone says that. But we truly do. I mean, we love winning. We love being able to see our program be at the top of the top. And we will do absolutely anything to be there. And, you know, being in the city of Champaign, Urbana, you know, I loved it. You know, that was, I knew that it was right for me whenever I got there. And, you know, and throughout the 4 years I had, I definitely did not regret my decision.
Fantastic.
Of coming to Champaign. You know, that is my second home to Evansville is Champaign. And every time I go back, I love being back, seeing everyone that, you know, I've developed relationships with, friendships with. You know, it's really cool to go back and just see everyone, and you just feel the pride of, you know, Illini athletics, and, you know, and people that just enjoy the school as well. Just, it feels great, and, you know, I'm very, very happy with my decision of being there, and I'm happy to call myself an alum.
That's incredible. And listen, man, you carried the torch, your program, for many years and continues to, but, you know, obviously, and you'd be as excited as any Illinois fan out there, but we saw the football team win six games this year and go to a bowl. The basketball team now doing their thing, getting ready to play in the Big Ten tournament after a double bye. But, you know, and I know you're as big a fan as all of the athletics as anybody out there, but your program carried the torch and the pride of Illinois athletics for fans for so many years. That's a lot of pressure, but man, you guys lived up to it. So well done and congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to do our part.
You did.
Try to deliver Big Ten championships for whoever. But, you know, Josh has done a great job of getting the right guys to the head programs for all of our athletic teams. And, you know, I'm really proud to call myself an Illini fan. And I have every game loaded up on my iPad, whether
Sweet.
I'm traveling or wherever I'm at. I make sure I have every game on. I'm wearing my Iota Sumu jersey, and I'm just going all out. I don't care if I'm sitting in my hotel room at a Holiday Inn. I am watching a game.
I love it. I love this. And Dylan, the only request I have now going forward, if I'm still around doing this and I'm an old man, when you do finish a wonderful career of golf and you take over the Illini golf program, I want the first interview.
Well, let me just say this. I'm going to have to be around wheeling Coach around in his wheelchair before he leaves, I can tell you that much.
Well, we all
but
hope
yes,
that.
I will give you the first interview.
That is awesome. Dylan Meyer, former Illini golfer, just an absolute favorite for all Illinois fans. We wish you nothing but the best, and now I'll know where to kind of keep track here on the McKenzie Tour. We'll be doing that, keeping track. Buddy, all the best. I know all Illinois fans are behind you and hoping that you just go out and kill it this year. Congrats on continuing your pro career, and thank you so much, Dylan, for being who you are, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, that is Dylan Meyer, former Illini golfer. That's all. Who can get Darren Williams to campus? Have you thought of that?
You have some major clout there, man.
I mean, who right now could call Darren Williams and say, we need you back to campus?
Io.
Whitman. Kent Brown. Brown's the man. It's a short list of people that could say, hey, D. Will. Is that what they called him?
Yeah.
Hey, D. Will. Lante, ESPN Radio. Need you to come back to campus. Okay. Click. Like, I'd ever get the number.
I always got him on the phone. That'd be good enough.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Dylan Meyer did that. I mean, that's the reach that kid had and the popularity he had. So we'll have to look that up. I'm looking right now. The McKenzie Tour. It's McKenzie. And it looks like if I'm looking at, I'm looking at the 2019 schedule. So it looks like I can click on 20. I just was kind of wanting to get everybody an idea of when it starts. But it looks like in March they'll start doing, they do some Q school things in March, and then May 28th through the 31st, it's the Canada Life Open in Vancouver, and then they go to Victoria, British Columbia. I mean, it's crazy all the places that he will go. He'll learn all about Canada, and we wish him nothing but the best.
He'll cover in Vancouver.
Yeah. I should have asked him. Is he worried about the coronavirus and having an effect on these tour events? If fans are not allowed to go to Augusta, then how can golf continue to pay out the kind of money they do? I know it's a lot about advertising, and the TV money carries things.
Yep.
But eventually, when you have no fans paying any kind of money to get into an event, eventually that's going to trickle down, and all of a sudden prize money is not going to be as much. But like Julie Pride said, and I recommend, and I know Trevor was going to podcast this from the first hour, we had Julie Pride, director of Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, on with us to talk about the coronavirus. If you haven't heard yet, the NCAA tournament has made the announcement. They did it around 3 o'clock today, that no fans will be allowed in the arenas. So we will watch an NCAA tournament without fans. And I have a feeling, Derek, starting tomorrow, the Big Ten tournament will do the same thing. The only good news I said to you is that teams now, at least Illinois, will get a chance to play a game in front of an empty arena, at least to get one look at that.
Yeah, and that's speculation on our part, but it just seems like the likely thing to happen, especially by Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
It would just seem kind of weird, though, if the Big Ten tournament's like, nah, we're good, but for the NCAA tournament, we're not going to have any fans.
And that's kind of why I'm coming to that assumption. It just seems like if this is like, you know, somebody bigger than you making a decision and them looking down at you going, what are you doing? In the home, by the way, of the NCAA in Indianapolis.
Yeah, good point.
So this will be interesting to see. And if you're an Illinois fan with a ticket, I don't know. I don't know who you call. I don't know how you find this out. Keep abreast to the radio. Keep abreast to, the TV guys, just keep your ears open, because there might be a chance that by Friday they say, guess what, you're not allowed in.
But you know what? Fans or no fans, we have to fill out our bracket.
Oh, we do. We're going to do that next. We got a bunch of sound from Brad and I on those, but could we keep that till tomorrow? Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I have no idea.
You don't even... Derek has no idea if he's going to be here.
Leaving everything open right now.
I know. Let's do this. When we come back, let's do our Big Ten tournament bracket predictions. And are we going to do this as like do we each get to take it, like a couple of teams, see how many they win, or are we each going to like try to predict?
Yeah, we can approach either way.
Okay. So we haven't really talked about this, which is how we kind of do our radio show, which is what I love. Let's do it on the run. All right, we will do that next. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. It is The Drive.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The new boss from Taco John's knows how to own a room. It's large, in charge, and isn't taking any guff, especially from your hunger. Packed with over a pound of cilantro lime rice, black beans, and your choice of grilled chicken or seasoned beef. Or you can kick it up a notch with hand-cut sirloin steak. Go for the burrito or make it a bowl. If you want to be a boss, eat like one. the boss from Taco John's.
Stop by your local Taco John's at 902 Meyer Drive in Champaign, right next to AMC Theaters.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 3rd and 4th for the 2020 Festival of Quilts presented by Arby's and WCIA-TV, our signature fundraiser. Now in its 16th year, the festival features beautifully hand and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit to our campus can include shopping at our festival gift shop, touring our beautiful campus, or enjoying lunch and a baked treat. Will you help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to youth at Cunningham? Visit CunninghamHome.org for more information.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor. Head on in and help them celebrate their 25-year anniversary. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria. Check out daily specials at hickoryriver.com.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
I just laid down the law, Derek. Okay.
Let me lay down some facts about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Don't forget to contact CMI's service department to keep your floor in good working order. They have a full service department that focuses on preventative maintenance programs. With all of the wet and muddy weather being tracked in, you want to make sure your floors are not coming apart. Call them today at 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio. Tay, Piper, Valise, I don't know how to spell his name. Bussy, two S's. Uh-oh! What's this, Trevor?
The Big Ten will not have fans in attendance starting Thursday.
Is that official?
That's from John Rothstein 30 seconds ago.
Oh, boy. Starting tomorrow. So how about this as a fun fact? In 20 years, you can say I was one of 100 people to attend the Big Ten tournament.
So sad. Minnesota Northwestern.
It's going to be weird, Derek. You're going to be covering a game.
Will I?
Well, maybe.
They let me in.
They may not let media in.
Big Ten tournament games will be limited to student athletes, coaches, event staff, essential team and conference staff, TV network partners, credentialed media, and immediate family members Thursday.
I'm in. I made it.
Everything is awesome. I don't have the tag anymore.
Weird, though.
Man. This is really weird.
Everything is awesome.
There's Derek Piper on TV. You'll be the only one on TV.
It's true.
You'll be like me and the Luke Wrecker. I saw it again yesterday. Whitlick and I in the Luke Wrecker bucket.
Oh, you saw it again?
I did.
Nice. Can you play some music for me real quick?
Yeah, we got some stuff to do. How about a little break?
Thank you.
Because Ghost Stever's going on forever, baby.
The world might be ending, but there's a Ghost Stever out there today. It's for ABC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Awesome.
Giving away $100 for a furnace tune-up. Now, it needs to be used within 7 days.
Okay.
But if you text in tune-up right now to 217-359-2255, you will be eligible to win. We'll contact you tomorrow based on whether or not you win. But text in tune-up for your chance to win. Again, $100 for a furnace tune-up from ABC Heating and Air.
Let me tell you what smart people in the world that own homes do. They do this kind of stuff. Instead of waiting for it to go down, whether it be 2 degrees or 102 degrees, and saying, oh, crap, I have no heat, I have no air conditioning, this is the right thing to do, and I hope that everybody wins this thing. But why not get a hold of ABC Heating and Air Conditioning and let them come out and check your furnace, even if you don't win the Ghost Ever, because you do not want to be caught on a super hot day or a super cold day. And you know that's karma in life. That's when you're going to get caught. Hey, by the way, Cardinals countdown tonight at 6:06. It's a show that Mike Claiborne is on, and you'll hear it right here from 6 to 8, I believe. It's a two-hour show. It's excellent stuff if you're a Cardinals baseball fan, and if you're a baseball fan in general. I don't know if they'll talk about this coronavirus and what it's going to do to affect baseball this year, but certainly that's something that we need to pay attention to as we go along. All right. Are we going to do this Big Ten tournament?
Yes.
Bracket. So what we're going to do is we're all just going to predict who's going to win. Now, here's the thing. Mike Taylor, my buddy, is in the room with us. If I have a question and I don't understand who, or I don't have a good feel for one game, I get him as a source.
Fair enough.
You so guys
are like, what do they call
lifeline.
It?
My lifeline.
Yeah, yeah, your call in or whatever.
Instead of like ringing a phone, I'm just going to be like, hey, Mike! I'm going to yell over at him.
Okay.
Because some of these, I don't know. Sometimes I think we follow.
Well, you've got almost a half's worth of a head start on Northwestern Minnesota.
I don't even know the score.
I think Minnesota's up by 4.
Okay. That would not have swayed my decision, okay, either, unless Northwestern was up 50 at half. All right, so we're going to start with Northwestern and Minnesota.
Who you got?
I will just go ahead and go out on a limb and say the Gophers hold on to beat Northwestern in front of the 400 people there today. I mean, there's really not going to be that much of a change tomorrow for Minnesota. It's going to go from 400 to nothing. I'll go Minnesota. Derek?
Minnesota. Yeah, don't overthink this, Minnesota.
I'm not going to overthink Indiana against Nebraska either. I'll go Indiana tonight.
Nebraska. I see a decent turnout of Indiana fans in there.
Yeah.
Nebraska's playing. Nebraska's got 2 football players playing.
Well, that's right.
That was the news of the day yesterday.
Are they healthy again? Like, is that one good guard, Mac? The Mac attack?
He's suspended.
Suspended. Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it two starters suspended? Cam Mack is one of them.
Okay. By the way, I have a chance to finish third in my Big Ten
nice
fantasy, but I got to win this weekend.
Indiana.
By the way, did you know that I took Stefanovic out the last game?
I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Bam. He goes for 22 or yikes, something. Career high. Hit like 4 or 5 threes.
Sorry, man.
Trevor?
What are we doing?
Indiana.
Oh, yeah, Indiana.
Okay. Michigan and Rutgers. This is kind of an interesting game. I'm gonna yell at Mike because I want to hear if he says yes or no. Mike, I'm thinking I'm going Rutgers to upset Michigan. He gave me a
Is that an improving
which is a
don't do that.
That is a dumb move on your part. I'll go Michigan. His swayed me.
I'm going Rutgers. These two teams have played twice. This will be the third time. Michigan will not beat them a third time. I honestly think that Michigan's a little overvalued.
I do, too.
Rutgers just went to the state of Indiana and
yep,
won at West Lafayette. So
I like that.
Give me Rutgers.
See, I wanted to do it. I should have done it. I should have some guts, but I didn't. And it was all because Mike had, Trevor?
I'm going Michigan.
Okay. Iowa and Minnesota. I'll go Iowa. I will not overthink that.
I'm with you, Iowa. I know that Fran has a tendency to have some underwhelming finishes down the stretch, and this could be one of them. Last time that Iowa and Illinois played each other in Indy, it was a bad Illinois team knocking out Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, but I got Iowa.
Okay.
Trevor? Minnesota.
Really?
Fran's going to Fran at some point.
Okay.
Kalsher going to hit 8 threes again?
Why not? Let's do it. Minnesota. Okay.
Purdue and Ohio State.
Can we get some music going?
This is a 1.5-point spread, and I think it's the best bet of...
Yes, I'm with you, Derek.
Anything on the board right now.
Purdue and Ohio State. Why do I just feel Purdue right here? Mike? I like the former solution coach, Matt Painter. Boom. He likes Matt Painter.
Really?
Purdue for the upset over Ohio State.
Ohio State, book it.
Ohio State by 25.
Nope.
By the way, Northwestern has taken a lead on Minnesota.
Oh, no!
25-24.
Indiana, Penn State. I'm going Penn State.
Ironically, this is the only game that's getting a crowd, by the way. The worst game.
Yeah, and to that point, Penn State in their element, not playing in front of a crowd. Penn State over Indiana.
I like it. I'm also going Penn State. I don't think they'll go very far, but I think they're good enough to beat Indiana.
Okay.
All right, so you two at Rutgers. Is that right?
Yep. No, I had Michigan.
Okay, Lon and I had Michigan. Derek, you've got Rutgers.
Against one seed at Wisconsin.
Stupid Wisconsin. Why would I go against them? I'll go Wisconsin to beat Michigan.
I have Wisconsin over Rutgers. Wisconsin has reeled off. Is that 8 in a row? Yeah, that's 8 in a row.
Dumb.
They haven't lost since February 5th against Minnesota.
That's ridiculous.
Take Wisconsin.
They haven't lost in a month?
More than.
When does that officially just wear you out? I may just stop watching sports in general, and I'm talking any sport out there. I may just stop watching sports and take up politics or reading.
Have fun with that one.
All because of Wisconsin.
Wow.
At least you got your win at the Kohl Center, man. Appreciate that.
That is
only
true.
Only team to go in there and win this year.
That's the most updated stat I've ever loved. More. I've never loved one more.
I'll say Michigan wins.
Okay.
What the heck? They're due for a loss. All right, and then you two have Iowa, Illinois. I have Minnesota, Illinois.
Our matchup is far more entertaining.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will take an Illinois-Minnesota matchup. Minnesota on the third day. You know what? This is going to be fun. I was about ready to say on a neutral court. You know what? That doesn't favor anybody. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just tasty. I'll go Illinois. Why not? I'm not going against the Illini. Illinois.
Please, and I know that Iowa is far more scary than Northwestern or Minnesota matchup, but I want to see it again.
Yes.
And you got Fran still talking about C.J. Frederick and Wieskamp being hounded. I mean,
oh boy.
Let's put these teams back on the court one more time.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up, but give me the Illini.
Okay.
Illinois big over Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I like that. I've got Purdue and Michigan State, and I'll take Michigan State advance.
Okay.
I have Michigan State and Ohio State. I have Michigan State advancing.
I have Michigan State and Ohio State. I have Ohio State advancing.
Oh, wow.
Ohio State was the number one team in the country 2 months ago, guys.
You know they have no depth.
I understand. It's just I feel like as the 7 seed in this tournament,
they're
that's
dangerous,
extreme
value. Yeah, especially if EJ keeps playing well. Sorry, Lon.
Who?
Yeah. But Cassius and Tillman with a red-hot Rocket Watts.
Oh.
Michigan State's as dangerous as anybody right now.
I'm glad to see that Michigan State is going to lose Cassius, but has Rocket now for the next 3 years. So, next, that's what they say at East Lansing.
You got next.
Penn State, Maryland. Maryland has not... I don't get why I'm not... I think it's because Illinois was up big on them twice that I just am not totally in their corner right here.
Penn State and Maryland only played once, and it was in December.
And Penn State won.
They did.
I'm going to go Maryland, though. I'm not going to overthink it.
Okay, Penn State has lost 5 of their last 6, and the only game they won, they blew a 20-point lead at home to Rutgers and then won on a desperation three they needed.
Did everything kind of sort itself out with Penn State and Rutgers?
Yeah, see, although, so underwhelming.
Although they both still finished.
They're going to the tournament.
Yeah, I agree.
Penn State playing in front of an empty crowd, and they don't call Mark Turgeon Marky Marks. They just don't. He's won one Big Ten tournament game in the last 4 years. You probably forgot. They lost to Nebraska last year in last year's Big Ten tournament.
I did forget that.
Penn State over Maryland.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. I like it, though.
I'll take Maryland.
Okay. Wisconsin and Illinois.
I got Michigan and Illinois.
Yeah, oh, you do. Wisconsin and Illinois, I feel like
a semi.
I'm doing way too much home fandom here. I just think Illinois matches up really well with Wisconsin. They can stop threes. You don't have to deal with Kobe King anymore. I know Aleem Ford has taken a jump forward. Michael Potter's been really good. But I think Kofi can really do some damage with he and Reavers. Reavers didn't do much. I think Georgie and Reavers be a good match. I really do. I'm going Illinois to get to the championship of this tournament.
Wisconsin does not get the home cooking that they had in Kohl Center, which made it very tough to pull off that upset. So Kofi against Reavers, I give that a big edge to Kofi. You're going to need Georgie to step up against Micah Potter because they like to play big with those two on the same court. But you mentioned there, Illinois has done a very good job at limiting threes. Illinois has better guards. Io's the best player on the floor, Illinois over Wisconsin.
I forgot to ask Mike about that one because I didn't want to homer it. Mike, Illinois, Wisconsin. I'm going Illinois.
I'm going Wisconsin.
He would have gone Wisconsin. Crap.
You go with your heart.
I'm going with my heart. That's what I'm doing. Trevor?
Illinois.
Oh, well, that was easy. No reason, just...
I think they're going to get to the...
You and your grandma have been to a lot of games.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. Okay, I've got Michigan State against Maryland.
I've got Ohio State, Maryland.
Michigan State is just good. It's just that simple. They don't do things wrong, and this is the time of year where they never do things wrong, and they do everything right. Everything goes their way, too. I'll take Michigan State in the championship.
I have Michigan State against Penn State. Penn State was up by 15 or 16 at halftime on them in State College. Michigan State came roaring back and won that game. Again, Michigan State is so tough right now. I got Sparty.
Okay.
I got Ohio State over Maryland.
Trevor! What?
Ohio State over Maryland.
Okay. Ohio State in the championship. Illinois would have to face that one dude again.
Yeah.
Illinois and Michigan State, I've watched this play out way too many times. And it's going to happen again. Michigan State beats Illinois to win the Big Ten championship. Mike? Okay, he agrees.
Either Michigan or Michigan State has won this tournament each of the last 4 years. At least one of them has been in the championship game every year since 2013.
Are you kidding me?
So I have Michigan State against Illinois, and I have Michigan State winning.
Okay. Trevor?
I got Illinois, Ohio State, and Ohio State winning.
Ah, that would make me sick.
It probably would.
To my stomach.
I would say that would do enough to get Illinois a 5 seed, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what would that do?
Get to the championship game if they're a 6 right now.
That's pretty good.
Not that it matters anymore.
Yeah, right.
Another win against Wisconsin, or I know you have Michigan.
Right, either one, though.
Look decent on a resume, for sure.
I agree. Yeah, you beat Iowa again, you'd beat Wisconsin, and then you'd play Michigan State. That'd be a chance. All right, boys, we'll come back to wrap things up. It's The Drive.
After 29 years with the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
top.
I like to spend my time trying to answer life's most important questions. What is the meaning of life? Do fish ever get thirsty? Why does round pizza come in a square box? How can I be sure I'll be approved for my next car purchase?
I can answer that one.
You can?
Just go to Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Could this possibly be true? Quickly, to Honda BMW of Champaign.
They may not know the meaning of life, but you can be sure that their staff will get you placed in the car you want at a price you can afford. Online at drivechampaign.com.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I like to feel special, and I'm guessing you like to feel special too. So come to Rosati's, because every Monday through Friday, we're serving up a different special. Start your week off on Monday with deep dish slices. Tuesday, it's all about the meat. Wednesday, grab some Italian beef. And Thursday, you can get a chicken sandwich, grilled or fried, buffalo if you like, your choice. And Friday, it's always our homemade chicken, and you can always grab your favorite pizza every day of the week. So come to Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and feel special.
Illini fans, it's March, and it's time for brackets. Join Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, and myself at Pia's in Champaign to enter our bracket pool. Bring your hard copy bracket or pick one up at Pia's anytime from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday, March 16th, and enter for a chance to win a first-place prize of $1,000, second-place prize of a Yeti cooler, and third-place, a Coors cooler. Make plans to go to Pia's in Champaign on Monday, March 16th to enter our pool.
No purchase necessary. Paper brackets only. One entry per person.
Bad hair day. Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Stevie J Travel presents Arkansas. It's art, architecture, and gardens. Visit Little Rock in Bentonville. Highlights include the Clinton Presidential Center, a tour of P. Allen Smith Garden and Home, and visit the Walmart Museum and Walton's 5 and 10. Join us April 14th through the 19th for this fantastic six-day getaway. To book your escape to Arkansas, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2-Minute A Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Uh-oh, I hit the wrong button. Cause you can do whatever you like, you like. Do whatever you like, you like. Yeah. Ah. All right, everybody. I want to thank Julie Pride, director of Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, came on in the first hour. I'd recommend podcasting that if you've not heard that. I am one person that has not overreacted to the coronavirus. In fact, I've probably underreacted, but it is incredible stuff with what Julie said today. And the Urbana Public Health District will be doing a thing on their Facebook, a town meeting tonight. So that might be something you want to check out.
And Woj just tweeted out that the NBA is going to make a decision tonight to either continue for the rest of the season with no fans or suspend games indefinitely.
Oh my gosh.
So.
What?
That's what you just said.
Thanks to Dylan Meyer as well.
Stay safe out there, guys.
No doubt.
Bulls can't have a bad season if the season's canceled.
They need a bad season. A good pick.
Yeah, you're right.
Who knows what we'll tackle tomorrow? It is The Drive. My goodness.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.